This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you, just to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend on the air with me, chatting, tweeting, texting, whatever it is you do, however it is you communicate. I do read, I do hop up on Facebook and check out the blog there, and or the, what do you call that, the Facebook feed. Same thing with the website. We have a live chat room there for those of you who don't like and don't trust Facebook. You know, you're worried you're going to take all your info, whatever works. And so you hop up on the website, and we have a live chat room there as well. So I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Yeah, somebody posted Marsha Blackburn's advertisement. I don't know if some of you have seen that. But this is, you know, guys, I realize we're trying to get the message out. But you realize this is nothing new, right? That they banned her advertisement that talked about abortion. I think Twitter was the one that pulled it down. And because they find it uncomfortable and distasteful and all of that. This is nothing new, though. This is, not only is this going on, it's going to go on, it's going to get worse. You've heard me talk to you about conservatives taking hits on our websites. You know, some of us, we make money off the visits to the website, to off the click throughs on the website through the advertisement. And Google has, some of us have shut us down to the point where, you know, what used to be Caribbean cruise advertisements are now, you know, toenail fungus advertisements. What's the chances of me getting click throughs on that? Right? Some people on Facebook and how much traffic they have on Facebook. I mean, all these things add up to help people make ends meet. YouTube is the biggest one. YouTube pretty much demonetizes everything that I put up there in a relatively short period of time. You know, I'm a good company, though. I'm with Mark Dice. I'm with Louder with Crowder and a few others. Without their bank accounts, yes, there. That's true. And maybe we should do what Limbaugh does, which is, you know, you don't post anything up, you just do it on the radio, end of discussion, too bad, deal with it. I don't know, but what's happening is that, you know, when it comes to social media, social marketing and all that other stuff, it is definitely left-leaning. Okay? I mean, it's solid, hardcore left-leaning. How is that good? It's not, it can't be, it won't be, and it's not acceptable. But we let them get away with it. It's like the football stuff. We've made a dent. I get it. But I want you to think about it. You heard me the first week, and it wasn't just me. I have a hardcore, if you would, as they called themselves, hardcore conservatives, people who thought that they were in for the fight. Oh, but I'm not giving up my tickets. You mean you don't want me to go to the game? No, I want you to suffer. I want you to actually give something up. I want you to do what our founding fathers did. And lose something, pay something, have some pain. Yeah, well, along with principles at times, though, comes pain. So I did this piece because I was getting really, 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 I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I was getting really aggravated, you know, with some of the information or misinformation that we get that we run with. You know, it makes me crazy because, again, you got to do your homework. Don't depend just on me. I screw up all the time. Right? I mean, how often do you hear somebody say that? I do. I screw up all the time. I may put the wrong information there, put the wrong picture up on it, or whatever the situation is. But I love that the Democrats see California as like a utopia for them. I really haven't written a big, long, deep article for a while. Because, you know, everybody was echoing the same thing about the shooters and about the hurricanes and everything else. You know, you just become another voice in the wilderness. And I would just have been echoing most of the columns that were already been, you know, written. The Las Vegas shooter tragedy that happened last week. Look, I mean, close your eyes and think about, except if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But close your eyes and think about this. You know, the left says the same thing all the time. It's all about the right, the NRA. They just say, I want to give everybody permission to kill everybody. I mean, okay, good. I'm glad you believe that. Go take another hit off the crack pipe. I'm sure it'll make more sense to you. And then they come out, you know, Nancy Sinatra, right? The only way to fix it is with more violence. By killing all those people who are pro-NRA? Yeah, okay, that makes sense, right? It's just amazing. You know, and then like, nobody talks about mental health issues. Right? Not a word on the left by the almost 60 people killed and the 30 people shot in Chicago. I should say this month, not this year. I wrote that wrong, but I'll fix it later. Right? In 1 month. Seriously, nobody seems to be bothered by that. Not a word about mental health either. I mean, really? Only sane card-carrying NRA members are to blame for all of this? And we can go through all the old stuff there. We can go through and show people how in some of these mass shootings, a lot of these people were, you know, they're whacked between the ears. I mean, we're going to find out more and more about this guy as the days go on. I do not believe that he was calm, cool, and collected all of his life, that there was never any problems with him. I love the climate change debate, right? That's heating up. Why? Because we have hurricanes and we have all this other stuff, earthquakes and rain and all this stuff going on. I was doing some research on those. I thought it was really funny about we can bust hump for 10 years and a volcano burps and it wipes out everything we did for 10 years. Seriously. And then as you do more digging, you know, the United Nuts. Love those guys. Right? In 2006, they issued a report, and they claimed that livestock was one of the major contributors to global warming. And with the study they did, most of the livestock they were discussing was cows. When we come back from the break, I'm actually going to quote what they said. Just make sure you have no liquid in your mouth. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'll give you guys a minute to dance around, and then I want you to sit down. We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do very much appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are being involved in the conversation, that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Anyway, and like I said, I do appreciate some of you who have joined through Patreon, and I will get to your orders, I promise. Hey, I do the best I can with the one eyeball I have. However, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can. There's so much you can do up there, and I do appreciate everything that you have already done and continue to do for me. So we're talking about I want to call them management styles, because what I want to do is drive an instant wedge between a Democrat and a Republican. I have a lot of Democrat friends that are conservatives, believe it or not. But, you know, Grandma was a Dem, Dad was a Dem, Aunt Martha was a Dem, Uncle Frank was a Dem. It's just, it grew up that way. And there's Republicans that are the same way. You know, it's so different than some of the churchgoers we all run into, right? Grandma went to this church for, you know, 170 years till the day she died, and I'm going to go to the same church. So it is. It's kind of crazy. But whatever works. So I was kind of, you know, we're hearing about what's going on with the shootings and what's going on. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm belittling it. I'm not. But what went down with Vegas is tragic. You know, what's really funny, too, is that we didn't hear or we didn't dwell on or we didn't get information on what went down. I think it was in the U.K. Was it in the U.K. or Canada? I'm going to screw it up. But, you know, that same day or that same weekend, we lost a boatload of people. There was a van that an ISIS van that ran over a bunch of people. We didn't hear much about that because we were focused on Las Vegas as well as we should be. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but 1,000 ISIS warriors or whatever they're called, or whatever the cowards, they'll call them cowards, let's label them what they are. 1,000 ISIS cowards surrendered. I mean, for them, that's like, you know, that's immediate death if they get caught again or if they get released. And remember, it was Obama who said, ex-President Oblamo, who said that, hey, if we put more boots on the ground, if we become more aggressive, we're just going to make it worse. You're just going to get madder. It's like, really? Who cares? Who cares how mad you make these people? If they know that you're going to back down that easy, why stop doing what you're doing? So President Trump comes in with a spine that he already has. Okay, he tells his generals, take them down, do what you got to do. Put boots on the ground, put drones in the air, whatever you got to do. Take these guys out. How much have you heard about ISIS lately? How much damage have you heard about what they're doing? They're being pushed out of every major stronghold they have. You know why? Because there isn't a call placed home. Every time there's a situation, you get permission from the attorneys and Mr. Oblamo as to whether they can take somebody out or not. Now, anyhow. So, we're looking, you know, you hear about the climate change again. Right, that's why all the hurricanes are happening. I learned so much in looking some of this stuff up. And again, the United Nuts were at it back in 2006 where they came out with a report that actually claimed that livestock put out more CO2 than transportation does. I mean, we're talking planes, trains, automobiles, trucks, that kind of stuff. This isn't Joe's report. This is the United Nations report. And I quote them when I say, they say it generates more greenhouse gas emissions as measured in CO2, well over 18% than transportation does. I can fix the problem. Kill all the cows. Seriously. We won't have any problem then, right? Peter would be happy. Well, not really. They wouldn't be happy to killing, but they'd be happy that we weren't eating meat anymore. Isn't that what Nancy Sinatra's logic is? And when you think about where California is right now, we have some of the highest gas prices in the country. We have water problems. We can't get water where we need it because of the eco freaks. We have budget deficits. I don't know if you want to call them deficits. You want to call them budget things you can't come back from? Massive state debt, slow business growth. We've lost businesses in California as well. High taxes, problematic education. Infrastructure problems. I mean, I could go on and on. I could do a whole hour over the issues that California has. But everybody says the same thing. We have beautiful weather. As a fellow said earlier from San Francisco, we have million-dollar properties. Yeah, sure. It's pretty. It's a great place to visit, but please don't move here. I'm doing that just to save you. And then the California governor signed and continues to sign even more and more crazy legislation. Stuff that makes no sense at all. Is already crushing the fragile foundation of the state to begin with. It seems to be the habit of that management style. No, seriously, they don't look at what they have to spend. They look at what they believe they need to spend and then go for the taxes from there. And it doesn't bother them. Deficits don't bother them. You know, really funny how they're screaming about in D.C. I mean, some of these guys, like the California reps, we've got one of the, our state's in probably the most financial trouble than any other state out there, or within the top 10. And we're upset that our VP may have spent too much money on security. Not millions either, a couple hundred thousand. We're upset about that. We're billions of dollars in the hole here, and those hypocrites are upset about a couple hundred thousand. California Democrats, they want free college for all, including illegals, free health care for all, including illegals. And then Jerry wants more taxes from us because he says, you know, you're being really stingy if you won't give up more of your money. He said that. He said, if you don't want to pay more in taxes, then you're very selfish. And Democrats don't want to explain what they did with the tens of millions or even billions of dollars they took in the guise of taxes to rebuild our infrastructure. They haven't rebuilt our infrastructure, and that account is empty. They redirected that money to the other pet projects of theirs. There's no money in that account anymore. After berating Donald Trump, President Trump, after beating him up, beating up his process, beating up Republicans, they want the federal government to bail them out. They want the federal government to give them $100 billion to fix our infrastructure that they've already taxed us on. And then they've lost the money. I think it was $62 billion. I don't remember what it is now, what it was, but it was around $62 billion is what they were supposed to have collected to rebuild our infrastructure. And not until that dam started to fall apart did California taxpayers not know. They didn't know that we didn't have that money anymore and that work hadn't been done and they weren't fixing the dams. What a jerk. Democrats who run the state, they don't want to explain anything. They don't think they should. They know what's better for us, period. They want us to pay again. And they want the feds to bail them out. And then they want us to pay again. And then they want the feds to bail them out. I'll tell you what, since the left thinks this is a utopia and that California is the way to do it, I wish they would all move here. We'll move out. You move in. We'll have the place back in no time, I'm sure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hady Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kadiarmor.com, C-A-D-I-Armor.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Hey, I wonder if anybody, because, you know, I don't watch TV all day. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, by the way. I am Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, realside.com, to watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Hey, can you guys enlighten me? I'm not the sharpest guy, brightest guy, whatever, in the room. And do we know if The View took on the Harvey Weinstein, issue? Because I know how they're into, they hate when women are taken advantage of. You know, sexual assault makes them crazy. They hate the way, you know what's really funny is, they don't want to hear you talking about it. If you're doing it, and apparently if you're assaulting women, you're sexually assaulting women behind closed doors, and you're not talking about it, that's okay. But if you're talking about it and you're not actually doing it, that's just terrible. That's just terrible. And when President Trump was accused of, or when that tape came out or whatever it was, I don't want to say accused of, you know, it was his voice. Right? He didn't deny it. But when President Trump, you know, when they played that tape of what he said about women, I mean, the tape wasn't even done. They didn't even get to the end of the sentence before he was being condemned by Hollywood and every left-wing loon in the country. This thing with Harvey has been sitting, and they've known about it. And they talk about knowing about it. There's a lot of people that are coming out now talking about knowing about it. And it's been decades. And this guy's with everybody. They have pictures of him with Oblamo, Mr. and Mrs. With the Clintons, Mr. and Mrs. With Pelosi. I never see Mr., usually. Which might be a good thing. I don't know. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Back at California. What a great job they're doing. And it's the management style. That's what I want to get at. I want to get at the fact that you guys understand this is a management style. Right? Because the Dems truly believe, or that management style, that progressive socialist management style, believes that the managers need to take care of everything and everyone all the time. Right? Because you can't do it yourself. You are incapable of doing it yourself. And I obviously don't believe that is true. You know that. Yeah, I love that. And the right, or the other management style, believes that you should be allowed to do things on your own. That you should be given guidelines. You should be given the opportunity, the resources you need to make it happen. But nobody should be doing it for you. You know, my dad taught me real early, nobody's going to give you a raise just to give you a raise. You got to go ask for it. You got to be busting hump. You better be doing it the right way. There is a, by the way, there's a poll up on the website right now. Because I'm tired of hearing, you know, the Huffington Post has said that racism is all Trump's fault, right? The Republicans and Trump. Isn't that nice of them? And so I've got a poll up there. I want to know what you guys think. I've like almost kind of figured it out already. So if you head over to the website, there is a poll. I think it's on the right-hand side or down at the bottom of the page. Two places you can grab it. Take it. I'm curious as to what you think. Now, a lot of things in California is a great state to live in. It is the state. It is the model state for Democrat legislators because they do anything they want here. They pass any law they want to. They tax any way they want to. They flip off the constituents, and it doesn't seem to matter. Nothing seems to stop these people. Now, there are constitutionally elected state seats in California. And that's the tax board and the governor and the lieutenant governor and the AG and those kind of things, right? The controller, all of that. Those aren't legislative seats, if you would. And they're elected so they can't be influenced. The Republicans hold one of those seats. And because that one person is a very strong Republican, his name is George Runner, and he's very outspoken. He's been up there for years. And because he has helped curb franchise tax boards against what's it called, he's actually given money back to businesses. He's actually forced the state to empty the coffers of the tax deposits on businesses they were holding, which for all intents and purposes were illegal. And he made the state give him back. Well, they didn't like that. The Dems didn't like taking that money out because they couldn't redirect it and they couldn't use it. I'm not going to have that now, are we? So they passed a law. Now notice, this is a California constitutional seat, and they passed a law to take the power away from those people. Last I checked, you can't do it by law. You have to do it by a constitutional referendum. But who's going to stop them? The AG is a progressive socialist Democrat. How? He's not going to do anything to stop them. He's not going to bring suit against them. It's not going to happen. That's why what you have to do, even if you're a hardcore Democrat, if you honestly want equality, then you want to elect a Democrat governor? Fine. Democrat lieutenant governor? Fine. You want to give the legislature two-thirds of the power? Fine. Elect a conservative Republican AG. You'll win in court. If he's wrong and he's just being a jerk, you'll win in court. But at least you'll have somebody watching. You don't have anybody watching right now. These are like a bunch of frat kids who just got brand new pool tables, free hookers, and all kinds of other stuff. They do whatever they want to do. The California Public Retirement System. You know, they're actuaries. Those are the people who decide what they're going to get back from their investments. Well, they had figured they were going to get between 6 and 7% back on their investments. And that's how they were going to take care of these. They're not. They're getting less than 1% back through their investments. Think about it. That's over $100 billion that will be paid by taxpayers. They're coming up short all over the place. And depending on who you ask and how you lay it out, there's over $700 billion in unfunded mandates. California ranked is in the top 10 states in the worst fiscal shape. And it's not by Fox News. And it's totally run by Democrats, who actually want to add more burdens on to the taxpaying public here in California. That brainiac, Governor Brown, was pushing the single-payer health care until even one of the Democrats went, whoa, 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 we can't put this through. We have no money. I mean, we truly, 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 we would have no way to pay for this. So they passed it, but then they suspended it. They put it on hold. So it's there. They can flick a switch anytime they want to. They take too many hits off the crack pipe some night up there, and they'll turn it on. And then you'll hear that long flushing sound. Hey, let's not stop at California either. No, seriously. Let's go look at some of these states run by Democrats. Join me for a walk around the country. Connecticut is over $20 billion in total debt, over $102 billion in unfunded liabilities and other retirement benefits. Massachusetts, my home state, hopefully it doesn't show, over $26 billion in total debt and $190 billion in unfunded liabilities. New Jersey, $40 billion total debt, $255 billion in unfunded pensions. Are you getting the numbers here? These are run by Democrats. Remember that. They have Democrats total control of the legislature in these states. Illinois, the U.S. intercity shooting capital, has over $35 billion in total debt, over $332 billion unfunded liabilities. They recently had to raise their tax rates to a point where it may be very hard for people to stay there, to pay their taxes. Some people may lose their houses. Some businesses may have to cut back on people. Hawaii has over $7 billion in total debt, almost $40 billion in unfunded liabilities. How do you keep going like this? Can you imagine if this was your business and you handed it to the accountant? The accountant would look at you and go, what are you going to lock the door? You can't come back from this. Look, California, on its general ledger, it hides. California has this ability to hide money in different accounts or hide liabilities in different accounts. So it has over $118 billion in total debt in its general fund alone. Okay? In future liabilities, unfunded liabilities and other retirement benefits, $800 billion. And I know for a fact that the budget in California, the numbers are skewed in the general budget because Governor Brown has pushed a lot of those down to counties and school boards. So he's taken numbers off his balance sheet. He's taken dollars owed off his balance sheet and shoved them down the school district. It's like me. We have a business and we have our home, our personal life, so we have a business, right? It's like me taking my car payment, taking it out of my business, I mean my home account, and now paying for it out of the business. So look at my wife go, look, I just saved $200 a month. Right? She'd know I was whacked at that point. And that's what this governor has done. And New York is coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and thank you. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air. I said with me about 15 times, so obviously I like it when you're with me. Anyway, I like it when you spend time with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, lots going on up there as well. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can, and I wish you would take the poll, seriously. Was racism, has race relations gotten worse under Trump, or was it worse under Obama? And because the Huffington Post is kind of claiming that it's, you know, it's all come to a head under Mr. Trump, President Trump, which is just craziness. These people really, truly, truly need to have their meds checked on a more regular basis. Anyhow, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE. We're talking about, you know, these management styles, the difference between Dems and Republicans, okay? The difference between socialistic type of management style and a more conservative slash capitalist type of management style. And I'm tired of you people saying, or some of you on the left, who say trickle-down doesn't work. Trickle-down never works. Nobody ever trickles down. You know what? Bullpuckies. A lot of small businesses like mine, the one that I had, we trickled down. We trickled down so much that at times we didn't get paid while everybody else who had to trickle down to got paid. Even though my house, my cars, my money, my bank account was the ones that were up on the chopping block if anything went wrong. people that worked for us, they could either quit, leave. If the business closed down, all that happened was, guess what? They went to work for somebody else. They lost nothing. So here in California, anyway, as I was saying, when you look at how much trouble they've caused, I mean, you've got businesses leaving the state, right? You've got people that can't afford to have any more money taken from them. I want you to think about something. Before I get on to some of these other states that are just nut jobs, California was going to cover its health care bill or single-payer health care. So for some of you who have small businesses or you work for small business guys, you're going to get this real simple. How are they going to pay for this? How are they going to make this happen? Well, here's how they were going to do it. It's real simple for them. If you own a business, they were going to tack on payroll fees for health care at 7.8%. That was what they're going to tack on to it. So I want you to think about that. So the hamburger joint that you work for now is going to tack on has to pay 7.8% more into your health care program. Right? But I'm sure they wouldn't pass that on to anybody else because they don't need that extra money. Come on, what do you think about that? That's almost 8 cents, right, on every buck. 8 cents on every buck. So out of your paycheck, the state was going to look to get 2.6% for you to pay towards your health care. You're already tight on cash. So the state of California has pumped up your gas tax, going to hit you and your boss with a higher insurance tax. You call it what you want to. It's an insurance tax. More on DMV money. Oh. And then this shows you the management style of the loons on the left. And then to help, listen carefully. Then to help take care of the out of control housing costs, to make housing more affordable, as somebody alluded to in an earlier segment, they're going to tack on an affordability fee to every house sold. So they're going to make the house more expensive to buy because you have to tack onto it, right? The seller isn't going to take less money for the house. He needs to get X amount of dollars to get out of it. The broker's not going to take less money. So the buyer's going to end up paying that money. So they're going to charge more for the houses or add an affordability fee or whatever they're going to call it. And they're going to take that fee and put it in a bucket because, you know, the state's so good in holding on to money. The state's so good in making sure that the money that they take actually goes where it's supposed to go. So that when somebody who doesn't have enough money to buy a house, who wants to move into a neighborhood that they really can't afford, so why are they calling it the affordability thing, I don't know. So if they qualify for this, you know, Affordable Housing Act, then you'll get money from this bucket to buy that house. It goes in a down payment of the house to bring it down lower. However, that same house that they're paying for, that they're buying, will also have an affordability tax on it. So they're going to take the money from the affordability tax bucket, throw it on the escrow table or the lawyer's table to make it happen, and that money's going to go back into the bucket again. Yeah, it works for me, doesn't it? And the reason it sounds so confusing and you're not getting it is because it is confusing and it's just dumb.
All their buckets have holes in
them. There's no money in those buckets. It never even makes it to the bucket. Oh, let's not forget New York, right? New York, you got the Schumer and you got the all the Cuomos there. And, you know, it's hilarious. And to my Italian compadres, to those guys, my paisans, all right? Just because someone's Italian doesn't make them a good egg, all right? You know, if your uncle's in the mafia and he's Italian and he's in the mafia, just because he's your uncle doesn't mean he's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? I am tired of hearing about Cuomo's family in New York and how they, you know, he's the first Italian-American, blah, 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 blah. His family came here from Sicily, and great, good. That's the American dream. I get it. Doesn't make him right for the job. Doesn't mean he's a good guy because he fought his way to that point. Doesn't mean he's the right guy to run that state. They have almost $60 billion in total debt. And another $350 million in unfunded liabilities. Anybody home? Right? Between retirement benefits, unfunded liabilities, other things they have to take. You know, they do deferred maintenance like crazy. They test the pipes. The pipes are 100-year-old pipes underground. you know, if they sound solid, they feel solid, they're holding the pressure, well, we can defer replacing those pipes maybe another 20, 25 years. Wow. And that's part of what that $350, $350 billion in unfunded liabilities is. How do they do that? If they're spending every nickel that's coming in, how do they do that? How do they save up the money to pay those? Where is that money going to come from? And the only common thread in every one of these states that's in trouble, every one of them that owe way more money than they're taking in, is they're all ruled by Democrats. Every single one of them. Is it a management style? Is it an ideology? Do they just, you know, do they just feel like there's enough tax money out there that all the rich people have the money and we're just gonna run up these bills and then we're gonna tax the rich? It'll be a reason to bring that money in. I mean, seriously, give it some real thought. It's not cool. And they put it on our backs. They put it on the regular taxpayer. Look, I don't pay $8,247,000 a year in taxes. And neither do many of you. But what's it matter? When you're making, you know, that guy that's making $1,000 a week, you know, 50, that's not a lot of money. Think about it, people. $52,000 a year. $60,000, $70,000 a year. You start pulling taxes out of there. In California, I don't know, what is it, 35, 38%? Come on, think about that. Out of every $1,000 you make, $350 goes to the government? Seriously? What are you getting for that? Substandard schools? Substandard streets? Potholes you could drive a truck into? Why do you let them do that? Yeah, you let them do that. Even my conservative buddies, you let them do that. You let them do that every time you let them... somebody gets elected or you move somebody on that hasn't done the job locally. I see it happen all the time. Somebody doesn't cut the mustard on school board. What do? You elect them to city council. Well, thank you, God. You put them on city council, he screws up there, too. So what do? You send them off to the state. Why do you do that? Sorry. But you know what I'm saying. Look, I haven't given this speech in a long time, but here's how it works. You know, we sit there and complain and we yell and we scream about what's going on around us. We scream about what our educators are doing, what our legislators are doing, even educators. Okay? And what you need to do, start off at the school board. When you see your fourth grader, your fifth grader, and you guys are the grandparents, and your kids are letting this happen, open your mouth. I'm tired of hearing grandparents say, I'm afraid I'll never see little Johnny again. Well, you know what? You might not. But you're going to give little Johnny a better home, a better state, a better place to live, a better economy, maybe even a more moral society. You go in and you look at those school board members and you go, look, you keep letting this crap happen, I'm going to work against you. I'm going to make sure you get removed because most of those guys want to be up there. I don't care if I'm up there. I don't do what I do to make sure I get reelected. I do what I do because I believe it's the right thing to do. It, for me, it's that simple, stupid. Right? The people don't want me back. They don't like what I'm doing. And they're getting the right message, the real message. Because, like, I would love when I run for office. I love Forbes. I want them to come up and try to call me on the carpet for stuff that they know is wrong. They know is a lie. Because I'll embarrass anybody. I don't care. I don't hold anything back. There's no political correctness in me when I'm running for office. It's just not interesting. I'm not vulgar, I'm not mean, I'm not nasty, but I won't let you get away with lying. And you shouldn't let them get away with lying either when you're supporting somebody to run for office. Do not move them around. Hold their feet to the fire. Make them do the job, or don't elect them, don't help them. And if you're not interested in doing all that, don't complain. Right? Don't write me emails and complain about what's going on in your community if you're not doing anything at all. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, we're back here tomorrow. Andrea Kay, guest host for me on Wednesday night. You don't want to miss that. We'll be back tomorrow.